streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday on Fox Sports Radio at noon to 3 Eastern, 9 a.m. to noon Pacific. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Fox Sports Radio or FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, here we go. It's hour two. It's great to be here. Thanks, Daryl Morey, 76ers president. I think they're going to beat Miami, then beat the Knicks. We'll get to that in a second. Nick right around the corner. J-Mac, a very rambunctious first hour. I don't consider them hot takes, lukewarm, but the laser vision to be able to see through things, I think they're going to land well. Oh, by the way, did you hear now the betting markets have Jaden Daniels going number two to Caleb? Who was on that a week ago?
I mean, weren't the betting markets way, way wrong all last draft? I mean, a lot of people cleaned up if you faded the betting market. So there's some gamesmanship happening. This Jaden Daniels stuff. Who was it that came on? Was it Mangini? Who was like, Jaden Daniels, are you out of your mind? Somebody came on here recently and was like, no. Might have been your boy Merrill Hodge, who I greatly disagree with.
Yes, you do. All right, so last year on this day, I made five bold NBA predictions. Four ended up being right. I said the Sixers won't get past the second round. I said health, not the opponent, will dictate the Lakers' success, and AD and LeBron were healthy in the playoffs. They got the conference finals. I said the Suns are going to roll the Clippers. The Warriors will win a physical series with the Kings. By the way, y'all love Sacramento. And then I said you'd complain about the officiating. Old teams will flourish. I was wrong, although I did say Miami was going to surprise people, but I was wrong on that. So I'm going to make five bold, you know, reasonably bold predictions. I mean, I'm not having Denver out in the first round, so, you know, don't hold your breath. My first one is the Thunder, the number one seed, are going to win one series max. Then they're out. Youngest number one seed ever. Very dependent on SGA, who's a wonderful player, but he's the only guy averaging over 20. And playoff defense tightens up, and you make the star really have to earn his points. They would also face the Clippers or the Mavs, more veteran players in round two. They are not your typical number one seed. I love the decade going forward, but this number one seed will get extinguished very quickly. The second one is the Suns, the Phoenix Suns, will course correct and they'll beat the T-Wolves. I've gone back and forth on this. First of all, Grayson Allen actually became a really, really good piece for them. Bradley Beal, finally healthy, has been absolutely on fire. And you know what? They say styles make fights. In the NBA playoffs, like Indiana's a bad matchup for Milwaukee, Phoenix is a bad matchup for Minnesota. So you've got guys with playoff experience. You've got Bradley Beal, healthy and on fire. I think the T-Wolves get bounced first series. The Clippers will unravel in spectacular fashion, and Mount Ballmer will erupt. Westbrook, should you start him now for defense? Harden's last couple of playoff series haven't been great. Kawhi might not play. There's resentment there. I love Ty Lue as a coach, but I think Paul George is just about over it. You just don't know what you get. 8 straight missed games by Kawhi with a knee injury. I've got more questions than I do answers. They'll unravel. The Mavs will beat them. The Lakers will get through the play-in, and the Warriors won't. First of all, Sacramento, I'll take them tonight. But then they'd have to beat the Lakers, who they hammered when AD was out. They won't. Or the Pelicans, and I don't think it's a great matchup. Listen, the Lakers match up very well with New Orleans. They hammered them every time they played this year, almost every time. You saw the first half the other night. They have length. They have size. LeBron just dominates any game against Zion. I think he's 7-1 against Zion. Lakers are a great matchup against the Pels. And I think if they had to face Golden State after getting hammered at home without AD, no way the Warriors shoot like that. So I think the Lakers get through the play-in. The Warriors don't. And finally, I know we love the Knicks, but they are so dependent on Jalen Brunson. You can win with one star in energy in the regular season, especially at the end of the regular season where half the teams feel like they're tanking. You're not beating Philadelphia or Miami with one guy. So I think the Knicks right now are a better story than they are a team. I love Brunson and the direction they're going. I think Philadelphia would beat them in about 6, Miami 5 or 6. So there's my bold predictions, and Nick right now joins us live. First things first. All right, pick them apart. Is there any one of those that you just think is egregiously wrong?
Well, I don't know if we can throw all 5 back on the screen, but I got to tell you something, Colin Cowherd. This might be a 5 for 5. I love 4 of them. And I'm so Thunder win one series max is less an indictment on them and more the fact that in round 2, they're going to be playing Dallas because Dallas is going to beat the Clippers, as you are saying in point 3. And I think Dallas is going to the conference finals at a minimum. So 1 and 3, we're in total lockstep. The Lakers are going to win tonight, and then we can talk more about a Lakers-Nuggets series,
yeah,
which I think is more intriguing than people give it credit for. And this is not an indictment on the Knicks, but it is really a testament to, yeah, what Thibodeau has done and what Jalen Brunson, yes, has done. But because of the injuries and because they play so hard all year,
yep,
they don't really have an extra gear for the postseason. And so I totally agree with 1, 3, 4, and 5. Number 2, I could see happening, and I think that the Timberwolves trying to work back in Karl-Anthony Towns. We have to see how that goes. I'm not sure if I'm going to pick that one, but 1, 3, 4, and 5, I love. And the the Suns beating the Timberwolves, certainly plausible. I'm not sure if it's my pick, but I think those are actually really good, bold predictions.
Okay, I'm going to throw this at you. I said if you have an MVP vote, SGA, Luka, or Jokic, that you can make an argument on Luka because of this. First of all of them statistically are great. But Luka has been able to overcome, like LeBron did briefly, Kyrie's drama. And it's not a small thing. He unraveled the Celtics. Brooklyn was a mess. Considered difficult or a bust in Cleveland. LeBron solved that Rubik's Cube for a couple years, and then it went sideways. And Kyrie goes to Luka. It was a little noisy year 1. Actually, I think I'd give it to Luka because I think valuable means what did I overcome? I think that's a real thing. And if Luka gets it, I have no problem. Your thoughts?
Well, I agree with a ton of that. Listen, J-Mac's been calling Luka the best player in the world for at least a few months now. And as much as I love Luka, I don't think that's a title he can hold until he at least shows up in a finals. But I agree with you, and I think I agree with J-Mac. He's the MVP this year. And it is what you said. Now, Kyrie deserves credit himself for not creating drama, for playing as outstanding as he did, by his standards having a relatively healthy season. And Kyrie had a great year. But what your point, which is Kyrie has never been a part of winning basketball except for the 3 years alongside LeBron James, and now he is again. So Luka does get credit for that. He also just had a bananas season. In all of NBA, since the merger in the NBA, the only people to ever in a full season average more points per game than Luka did this year are Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, and James Harden. That's the list. You add to it that he had 9 rebounds and 9 assists. So he created, 50 plus combined points, rebounds, and assists per game. The team was the hottest team in the league the last 2 months of the year, 15-2 in their last 17 games. They then rested games 81 and 82. The team defense got better. And after Kyrie, you don't have a single top 100 player in the league on that roster. They still won 50 games. My ballot would be Luka barely edging out Jokic, and then a clear number three in SGA, who I think had a phenomenal season, but not as good as Luka or Jokic. And listen, some people can take issue with this, but when it's as close as Luka and Jokic are, I do give the tie to the guy who hasn't won one yet.
Yeah.
And if Jokic hadn't won one yet, you'd say, okay, it's definitely his time. It's kind of how I felt last year with Embiid. This is why guys like LeBron and Kareem and Jordan, instead of having 10 or 12 MVPs, they have 6, 5, and 4. Because when there's another great player who's having a great season, and hasn't won one yet, they typically give it to him. I think Luka, the team won enough games. I think he deserves it.
I went and watched the Lakers-Warriors about 10 days ago because I thought it was the last chance, maybe, to see Stephen Clay. And my take after watching the games was Steve Kerr is running a lot of the offense through Clay Thompson, sending a message to Joe Lacob, please outbid Orlando. We have no size. We need shooters, and Clay had a really good April. Do you think it's Stephen Clay's? I mean, if they lose to Sacramento, I tend to think they'll win tonight, but they won't beat the Pels or the Lakers. Do you think they'll blow that thing up?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that I think tonight's a 2.5-point spread, so obviously either team could win. I think Sacramento is going to win tonight, even though that Sacramento, since the Malik Monk injury in particular, has not looked great. In that building, this would be the biggest win for the Kings in 20 years because, to your point, I mean, this is a Bay Area, not rivalry, because the Warriors have been so much better, but, that the fans, Kings fans don't love Warriors fans, and Warriors fans don't care about Kings fans, so I think this will be a big home court advantage. But to your point, Colin, and I don't think this has gotten enough attention, I think we are less than 12 hours away from the final game Steph, Clay, and Draymond play together. I think that Clay is not on the team next year. When Clay said on Draymond's podcast that, of course he wants to stay a Warrior, but he has to prioritize things such as his mental health, that made me feel like, this has not been fun for him. He is not happy. When you see Steph dealing with the drama he dealt with on the court in the game Draymond got kicked out of, it just feels like this is the last stand. And so, I think this Warriors team is the fourth greatest NBA dynasty ever. Russell's Celtics, Jordan's Bulls, Kareem and Magic's Lakers, and then this Warriors run. I would have that ahead of the Shaq Kobe Lakers. And I think the last game they play together as a threesome is tonight.
Yeah. So I want to throw up this new Olympic team going to Paris. There's like one more spot. And I said, I tend to like new things over old things. But when you put in the dream team against this team, if you took LeBron and Steph off it, and they've been in 11 finals in 13 years. They are clearly the old guard. They have carried this league physically, interest, ratings. When you go old and new, this is a bit of an indictment on our AAU system. Team USA is a lot of guys who I don't know if they're in their prime. Jason Tatum, will you take the big shot? Booker scores, but they were awful in Phoenix. Before KD and Chris Paul, I think Dream Team would house these guys in their prime.
Okay, well, hold on. That is, wait a minute. This is why, you can't say take LeBron and Steph off it. That's not a thing. Can't be like, hey, take two of the best guys off it and let's go, I understand, and you don't do this, but a lot of people do, revisionist, and put that back on the screen if we can.
Yeah.
Revisionist basketball history. 1992, Larry Bird was cooked. He was done. He was not prime, not close. His back had given out.
True.
Magic Johnson had already announced his retirement, okay? Christian Laettner was not in the NBA yet. Chris Mullin was fine. So that's four guys we can kind of dismiss to begin with. Barkley, Malone, Ewing, David Robinson, all those guys, John Stockton, none of them in 1992 had ever been to an NBA Finals. None of them in 1992 had actually ever been close to an NBA Finals. So you have on that team, The only champions on that team were Jordan, Magic, and Bird, and Magic and was retired, and Bird was about to. So I'm not going to let you all of a sudden be like, oh, you know, back in my day. No. And if you give me, if you're telling me I can have this, like everyone is transported to their apex prime, so you get LeBron from 10 years ago, well, Steph from 3 years ago, yeah. All of that. That's a different, but right. Same with the Dream Team. That's a different story. But I'm not going to all of a sudden romanticize. The 1992 Dream Team got enough credit in real time. I don't think we have to now all of a sudden tear down the 2024 Dream Team to build it up.
All right. You can have Bam out of Bayou.
Yeah.
I'm going to take David Robinson. That's just how I see the world.
Yeah, well, okay, that's fine. You can have Christian Laettner. I'll take Devin Booker. I mean, what are you doing? And off the top, you dismissed LeBron and Steph. How does that Dream Team look without Michael and Charles? Like, come on, like, we gotta be fair, Colin, but go ahead, sorry.
Well, I mean, LeBron is going to be 40, but whatever. I'm not an ageist.
He's pretty good.
He's pretty good,
but Bird couldn't move. Bird threw his back out, repaving his driveway, and couldn't move anymore.
Yeah, but Bird was like the seventh best player on that team. LeBron's the best on this team. That's kind of scary.
Well, that's a testament to LeBron James. Let's talk about that. All NBA.
Okay, fair enough. Finally, I do look at the Lakers, and I actually think they match up pretty well. I think old teams have to be situationally strategic. So, you know, I don't have a problem with, like, the Warriors sitting out a bunch of players, so they're ready to go tonight. I think old player, sit Embiid, yeah. So he's ready for the heat. I think that's called strategy, and I'm okay with it in all of our sports. You believe the Lakers are best served not doing what J-Mac and I say, which is lose tonight, rest LeBron, you're going to end up beating whoever
you play.
You
guys are out of your minds. You guys are out of your minds.
Okay.
So this, hold on, I don't know how much time we have.
Go ahead.
But okay, first of all, you're saying throw the game.
Yeah.
Throw the game and then play Thursday.
Yeah.
So on Thursday, you would either be playing the Kings, who swept you this year because AD oddly cannot beat DeMontis Sabonis, or the Warriors, who just showed you a week ago, they can hit 26 threes in a game. So, but set that aside. That's not even why it's so ludicrous. The reason why it's so ludicrous is this. If we all agree that the only chance the Lakers have of making the NBA Finals is beating the Denver Nuggets, the only round they have any shot of doing it is round one. They can't. The only path, Colin, is Denver, when you have as much rest as possible 4 days before game one, when LeBron and AD are both fully healthy as they are now, when you have 2 or 3 days between most games, and when LeBron is absolutely rolling, and the Nuggets, oddly, are coming off a weird stretch where they blew a 17-point lead in a gotta-have-it game to the Spurs in game 81. Last year, all four of those games
were locked going into the fourth quarter or in the fourth quarter. And what happened? LeBron, 6 weeks into the playoffs, was out of gas and he didn't have great fourth quarters, and LeBron was ice cold from three.
Yeah.
Right now, he is healthy and they would be rested between games because it's not every other night. I'm not saying the Lakers would beat the Nuggets. What I'm saying is, the only chance they have of beating the Nuggets is if they play them in round one. So, of course, that you win tonight, you get 4 days off, and you say, let's see if Jamal Murray can average 33 points a game as he did in the last time we played him in the playoffs. Let's see if LeBron shoots 21% from three as he did last time against the Nuggets in the playoffs. So, you don't lose tonight to have to play a must-win game against a team that owns you or a legend in Steph Curry. That's a bananas opinion. It's an insane thing to say.
Well,
and you would not actually tell the Lakers to do it if you were coaching them. You wouldn't.
I would go to Rob Pelinka and suggest it, because my take is that they went to Boston and won. I think they could win without LeBron on the floor tonight. I mean, they went to Boston without AD and LeBron and beat the Celtics.
But does LeBron look tired? You see him on Sunday? The guy's out there. Zion Williams is drafted 15 years after him. As the idea is, this is the greatest athlete come league since LeBron. LeBron made him look like a small child. LeBron is rolling. Like, let's just keep it rolling. Beat the Nuggets, and that would be spitting in the face of the basketball gods. Now, I don't know what you're, you know, how much you believe in the basketball gods, but you don't want to test the basketball gods. Go win, handle your business, and you think LeBron, like, if LeBron was given a truth serum and was asked, hey, if you're fully healthy, which you are right now, who's better? You are Nikola Jokic. How's he answering it? He wants this opportunity, even if it's foolish. I think they win. I think they play the Nuggets, and then we see.
First things first, he's a little under the weather, but nonetheless brought his A game today. I do appreciate your effort.
Well, I lost my voice. I apologize, but I feel great, and I'll see everybody in about 90 minutes. Thank you, Colin.
All right, first things first is after our show, Nick Wright. I thought our suggestion made a lot of sense. Big picture. Just say, LeBron, sit tonight. AD's got back spasms. I don't buy the Sacramento thing. I've never bought in the light the beam thing. I think they lose tonight. I just don't buy them. I think they don't have, again, the sixth man of the year. They don't have Monk off the bench. It's not a full-strength Sacramento team. It's very dependent on De'Aaron Fox doing it.
Mike Brown is starting the undrafted Keon Ellis. He's got some love affair with him. Even though they have Davion Mitchell, who we loved at Baylor. I mean, that guy... Mike Brown's a great coach, great smart mind. We'll see what he pulls out of the hat tonight.
All right.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5, that's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21+, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms and responsible gaming resources.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Goodyear tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office, install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Oh, it is so great to be here today. Do you know we have a weight room? Do you know a workout room on campus here? I slipped past it today. I was thinking of getting a workout
in later.
Getting
a little pump?
Man.
Yeah, no, I've been there before.
Nice. Throw some weights around.
Works for me. Just throwing some plates around, yeah.
Just getting energized for the NBA play-in games that start tonight. Very excited for it. I'll take the Warriors close over Sacramento, who is plagued by some injuries, yeah. And the Warriors are well-rested. Plus, I like in these big spots, Golden State, then I don't think they win another play-in game.
You said you're getting excited. Tank top season right around the corner?
I haven't owned a tank top since maybe the 80s. I don't need to be seen in a tank top. It's just certain people know what they would wear.
Well, your arms are kind of pasty. You do need a little bit of a tan. By the way, we should do some kind of NBA jersey thing where we get you in an NBA jersey.
Yeah, let's do that next year. J-Mac with the news.
No. Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Let's start with the best football team in the AFC East, the New York Jets, kicked off their voluntary offseason program yesterday. Guess who was there? Aaron Rodgers. No darkness retreat this spring. He was in attendance for day one. Good sign for the Jets. He did not attend all of it last year. I'm sure he's looking around and be like, oh, we got a squad now. We got Mike Williams up in here. We got Hassan Reddick. We got some guys.
Yeah.
Tough not to get excited, but I did this last year, and I don't need to be heartbroken.
I saw a picture of him walking in. He had the aviator glasses on. He was in a really good mood. He had his hoodie on. Looks like he was in very good shape. Reportedly, he's put on some weight. He's gotten a little thicker because of that banged-up O-line in front of him. So the word on the street is Aaron is beefed up a little bit, a little heavier this year. Huh. I'm excited to see some practice video. Will that get released, or will they squelch that if he's hobbling around?
I think he's saving that for the whatever streaming show he's going to release at some point.
Okay.
But where are you on aviators? I call them hater blockers because they reject. You know, you look in the aviators, they reject off. Roger's sending a signal on day one, huh?
I don't have any aviator glasses. I think they look good on certain guys. Pilots wear them, obviously. You know, pilots aren't doing Ray-Bans. They're doing the aviator thing. I don't wear them, but they look good on other people.
I know your social media guys. I saw you guys just filming a TikTok here, so maybe we need you in an NBA jersey with some aviators. That's a look
for
you.
That's not a terrible look for me tomorrow.
Next up, the Houston Texans. A lot of hype this offseason. This is a team on the rise. Added Stephon Diggs, Joe Mixon, Danielle Hunter. I mean, this team is really on the uptick. They spent $178.5 million this offseason in guaranteed money, fourth most in the NFL. You can do that when your quarterback's on a rookie deal. DeMeco Ryans is not paying attention to the hype.
We're always hunting. Expectations on the outside, whatever that may be, it really doesn't change who we are, right? It doesn't. The expectations from the outside don't permeate inside our building. We don't care about expectations. Talk doesn't win games. We have to go out and play good football when that time comes.
Very excited. I was going to downgrade them. I know this division, actually, we've always looked at it as kind of weak. Jags, Trevor Lawrence is back. Houston, another great offseason. Anthony Richardson back with a great coach. How about this? This division ends up being one of the top three divisions in football. We've always thought it's like the NFC South. It's weaklings. I don't think it is.
Well, somebody's going to miss the playoffs. Texans,
Tennessee,
Colts, or Jags.
Is missing the playoffs.
Well, we know that. But you think three teams to playoff
now? No, I think, but they're all feel playoff viable. I think a lot of it will be health. I worry about Anthony Richardson's playing style and health. Mm-hmm. C.J. Stroud sits in the pocket. Trevor Lawrence mostly sits in the pocket. Anthony, part of his game is moving. I mean, he got banged up last year more than once before the season ended, so I worry about that.
Here's the problem. The schedule order is not out, but the opponents have been released. Texans will play a first-place schedule. Here are their road games.
Okay, let's hear it.
At Dallas. at Green Bay, at Minnesota, at the Chiefs, at the Jets. They got smashed by the Jets outdoors in the rain last year. And then the last one's Patriots. Now at home, they get the Ravens. They get the Bills. They get the Dolphins. Bears, Lions. Colin, that schedule is brutal.
Yeah, it's a tough schedule. So again, we're not talking a 12-win team here. We're talking a 10-win team.
This is why the Colts are the bet in that division.
Colts are, yeah. Again, Shane Steichen.
They're not, but their schedule, they get the weaker opponents.
Yes.
Houston, because the first place has to play. I mean.
No, it's schedule. You know, I think you and I agree on this. We've always been big schedule guys. Mm-hmm. I think the schedule matters in the NFL. And when you play teams and what teams you play. Houston's schedule, that's why I downgraded them. I said, go look at their schedule. It's just going to be, because you know the teams they were going to play. It's brutal. Like, have you seen Atlanta's schedule?
I have not.
Cupcake City.
Yeah.
Have you seen the Chargers' schedule?
Tough? Not great?
No, they were bad last year.
It's good.
Pretty doable schedule.
Yeah. Listen, man, last year we talked about this. Remember the Lions? We looked at the schedule. We were like, holy cow. Jared Goff has to go outdoors like twice all season and like no times in December? It's like, wow, that's a big win. If you could get those indoor games in December, January, that's not bad at all. You want that. Final story is in the NBA. We'll go to the Bucks and Pacers first-round playoff series. Kind of spicy. Milwaukee struggle against Indy this year, 1-4, including a loss in the in-season tournament. A lot of trash talk between these two. But a lot has changed for the Bucks. Doc Rivers believes that things are going to be better, and Damian Lillard is very fired up.
We've just been through a lot since then. You know, we've had some down moments, then we've come back from those moments, and then you get a new coach, and then we have a different way about us, different thing, different style of play. Just so many different things we've learned about ourselves, you know, just from going through stuff.
Yeah, it depends. If Giannis plays 5 games in the series, they probably win. If he doesn't, they lose. He's going to miss game 1.
From Woj within the last hour is that the Bucks are prepared to be without Giannis for the start of the series.
So that's 2 games.
Sounds like it. He was just going to miss game 1, they'd say he's out game 1. But the start of the series, I think, is 2 games with the hope that he returns later from this calf injury. Now, let's be real. If you're Giannis, are you pushing it, the calf?
Well,
Achilles,
calves,
you do not want to risk it.
Calves tend to be injuries that you think you've recovered from, so you push it and re-injure it. That's just like the history of the calf.
Kevin Durant.
I've injured my calf twice. Both times I came back too early. Both times I didn't feel it. Both times I'm like, yeah, it tweaks a little, it's fine. So you know Giannis is itching to get back. So, hey, listen, again, if I get Giannis the last 4 games of the series, I like my chances. If not, I'll take Indiana.
I think Pacers plus money is a smart. There's going to be several upsets in the first round, East and West.
Well, several. 7 games.
You and I both have Phoenix.
Yeah, that's kind of an upset. I mean, KD, Booker, and Beal doesn't feel like a 1-8 hockey upset. I mean, I'm sorry. Grayson Allen's playing great. I mean, they got 4 guys that can hit 3s.
Upset from a home court perspective. Mavs are the 5.
Well, the Mavs are, first of all, the Kawhi may not play, so if the Clippers lose, that's not a big upset.
You said the Sixers over the Knicks. I disagree, but...
Right? You like the Knicks over the Sixers. Who's the second...
Jalen Brunson, I trust, my friend.
You know, these end-of-the-year winning streaks are always...
Fool's gold.
Yeah, they're fool's gold in the NBA, because half the teams you play are literally tanking. And then the star teams are generally resting guys. They lower minutes for their stars. So you can go on a 9-game winning streak, win 10 of 11 in the NBA at the end of the season. You're like, 2 legitimate close wins is about all I count. Like with Philadelphia, 8-game winning streak. J-Mac with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
The brilliant EQE SUV from Mercedes-Benz. Available digital light technology. So smart, even the headlamps are thinking the vehicle is all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQE-SUV.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
2 NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me,
Chris Haynes,
and me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HEARD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HEARD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Hankook tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Hankook test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike, and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Era begins for the reigning national champion, Michigan Wolverines, with their annual Maize and Blue game, as new head coach Sherron Moore looks to see who will rise up to lead this year's team. The Michigan Spring Game, Saturday at noon Eastern on Fox.
Ohio State wins the Natty. Michigan pulls way, way back.
8 wins?
I'd have to see the schedule. Closer to 7. They're going to pull way back. Can't lose 18 players. Harbaugh, your star quarterback, your offensive line. Conference gets much better. Schedule's much tougher. For years and years, let's be honest about the Big Ten. The only team Michigan and Ohio State ever played that had the same level of talent was each other. Ohio State to Michigan, Michigan to Ohio State. Now you throw a Washington, an Oregon, a USC, schedule is going to be much, much tougher. We're going to be talking Caitlin Clark a lot more than Iowa Hawkeye football from this point forward. It's just Iowa was always kind of a second-tier Big Ten team. What happened to the Michigan States, Iowas, Minnesotas that were sort of a notch below the big dogs? Did they go a notch below the teams that are a notch below Michigan and Ohio State? That's my guess. By the way, the betting markets, and we've always said the truth serum is people who bet sports because they care about one thing, getting it right. As we told you a week ago, Jaden Daniels would be the number two pick in the draft after Caleb Williams. I have been told from a source I trust that Washington prefers Jaden Daniels. Well, what do you know? The betting markets now have Jaden Daniels pulling away from Drake May as the number two pick. So why? First of all, Jaden Daniels is much better at throwing the ball. 40 touchdown passes, 4 picks this year. and a 72% completion percentage. He's a better thrower than Drake May. He also is a better runner than Drake May, 1,100 rushing yards and 10 TDs. He also played in a much better conference than Drake May. ACC was mostly terrible this year. The SEC was, as usual, good. Of the six potential first-round quarterbacks, there are only two that are crazy athletic, really consistent, accurate, and highly productive: Jaden Daniels and Caleb Williams. Drake May is inconsistent. J.J. McCarthy wasn't wildly productive. Bo Nix isn't crazy athletic. And Michael Penix, as much as I like him, is sort of a pocket guy. So with Jaden Daniels, you get 6'3.5", athletic, consistent, accurate, productive. If you look at Cliff Kingsbury's career, he has had success with accurate quarterbacks who are athletic. That is exactly what Jaden Daniels is. So in the SEC, he averaged 400 yards a game throwing. J.J. McCarthy had one 300-yard game, and his biggest games were against the worst teams, overwhelmingly. So we told you that's what was coming down the pike. Jaden Daniels is going to be the number two pick. Now, can things change? Absolutely. But that's Cliff Kingsbury's got some say in this, and his take is Jaden Daniels is the guy. Now, Drake May did not have a great pro day. Jaden Daniels just kind of threw it to very good players. He moved a little bit, but in terms of pro day, Jaden Daniels was considered having the better pro day as well. So there you go. The two most athletic, consistent, productive quarterbacks will go one and two. USC's and then LSU's. That's what I'm told the draft will work out. And for the record, I think it works. I was initially much higher on Drake May, but the more I listen to people, the more inconsistencies they were concerned about. So there you go. So tonight, it's very possible, a little over a week ago, J-Mac and I went to the Warriors-Lakers, and one of the reasons I went, he talked me into it. Then I kind of disengaged and got better seats. But basically what happened is I thought it's the last time to see Steph, Clay, and Draymond together after this great dynastic run. And so tonight they play Sacramento. I think the Warriors win tonight close. It's a go-either-way game. But I don't think they can beat the Pelicans or the Lakers, and they have to win two games to get out of the play-in. And I just think it's the end of the dynasty over the next couple of days. And Nick Wright earlier on why tonight could be the end of the Warriors' run.
I don't think this has gotten enough attention. I think we are less than 12 hours away from the final game Steph, Clay, and Draymond play together. I think that Clay is not on the team next year. When Clay said on Draymond's podcast that, you know, of course he wants to stay a Warrior, but he has to prioritize things such as his mental health, that made me feel like, oh, this has not been fun for him. He is not happy. When you see Steph dealing with the drama he dealt with on the court in the game Draymond got kicked out of, it just feels like this is the last stand.
It's interesting about dynasties for a variety of reasons. If Denver wins this year, I tend to think you got to get to three straight finals and win a couple of them. That feels like a dynasty. You don't have to win every Super Bowl. New England didn't. Kansas City got housed by Brady and the Bucks. But you start looking at dynasties. So if Denver wins this year, you're close to a current dynasty being in the West, the previous dynasty, the Warriors in the West, the one before that, the Spurs was in the West, and the one before that was the Lakers. So, you know, you start looking at the all-time great dynasties, the length of them, it's like Celtics with Russell. MJ's Bulls got six, and then the Warriors. What do you think? Magic Kareem in that? I mean, it's all-time great dynasties, Celtics and Russell.
Wait, why are we counting Celtics and Russell? There was like 12 teams in the league. Stop. It was like a different time in a mirror in the world. No, Russell's Celtics can be pre-NBA
so
dynasty.
So if Michael's dynasty was arguably the greatest team, that's the greatest team.
I would say they were number two behind the KD, Curry, Clay, Draymond Warriors.
That 2017 team that steamrolled
everybody.
Well,
that's just an individual team. I'm talking that, you know, because the Warriors had multiple changes. The Bulls had multiple. Let's just count it as a one dynasty because they won pre-KD, post-KD. If you're talking dynasties overall, I think the in a modern era, Shaq and Kobe and MJ's Bulls.
I mean, I'm sorry, but LeBron made the finals by himself four times in a row with Miami, then four times in a row with Cleveland. By himself. So the LeBron dynasty, they are
one shot from Ray Allen away from going one for three. They were not a dominant team.
8 years in a row. Jordan's Bulls made it three. Then Michael had to quit and, you know, recharge the batteries, take a year and a half
off. And then they won three again.
After two more years. So, like, 2 years off and then three more. LeBron's is way more impressive. 8 straight years going to the finals?
Yeah, but
that's unheard of.
6 for 6 is more impressive. I mean, Magic got to 9 finals.
But not in a row. LeBron, 8 finals in a row. Well, that's absurd.
The East has always been.
Colin, I mean, an extra 20 playoff games every year for LeBron. Like, the tread on those tires
is
unheard of.
So if I said to you, take the Russell Celtics out, because that's the hand-down winner of the greatest dynasty ever. 11. I mean, Russell won 11.
No, when there were 12 teams in the league, sure.
Okay. Rank the dynasties. In fact, I'll give you this.
Define dynasty first. How many do you need?
I think you got to win. You got to win three.
Three in a row or three total?
You got to win three total.
Okay. Steph Curry has a dynasty. He's number one.
And then Jordan second.
Magic third.
Where's Shaq and Kobe?
Shaq and Kobe would be four.
Okay.
What? Who are they? Are they ahead of Magic?
So you don't
and
have the Spurs anywhere in there.
I would put Manu, that after
Parker, Duncan, Popovich.
Yeah, that's a tough one. Do they go ahead of Shaq and Kobe? Shaq and Kobe were utterly dominant.
Yeah.
Duncan and Spurs, they were like grinders for. I mean, they were winning finals games like 80-76.
That's true. They were more.
I know it's a chip is a chip, but
no, it's. If I said. You know, it's so much of it's based on rules. I mean, like the Baltimore Ravens Super Bowl with Dilfer, they couldn't compete today because you could do things defensively, and they were built for that. Mm. They would just be a team today. They'd have a bunch of good. They'd be like current Baltimore, where they'd have a lot of great players, but you'd be like, what's the firepower? You got to be able to score now. Nobody can stop anybody. The Jordan team could use the hand check, yeah. Highly physical, super long. But to be honest with you, they didn't have a lot of three-point shooters. Kukoc and Kerr were it. So the Warriors with KD, Steph, and Klay, with these rules, could run them off the floor because they just shoot them off the floor.
They would annihilate them, yeah.
So, I mean, I always think like the Jordan Bulls and the Warriors with KD, those two teams just were different. In their era, their respect, like the post-hand check and the hand check. If you have a hand check era, the Jordan Bulls are the best ever. But no hand check in a three-ball era, they'd run the Bulls off the floor. They have too many shooters. I mean, guard? KD in the corner, Steph on the wing, catch and shoot Klay.
Yeah.
They just have, I mean, the Bulls would be running around the court.
So which leads to my point about 2024 Dream Team, Avengers, that's what they're calling them, versus 92 Dream Team. Nick made a good point earlier, Colin. Guys on the 92 Dream Team who had made the NBA Finals, there's only four of them. I went through the roster. Michael, Pippen, Magic, Bird. That's it. Nobody else to that point had made the finals.
Wow.
Here, from the 2014, these guys had made the NBA Finals. Curry, KD, LeBron, Booker, Holiday, Tatum, AD, Bam.
You know, it's mostly because Bird, Magic, and MJ were so great, they put a yield sign in front of the finals. You couldn't get there.
And those guys were all washed. McHale and Jabbar. Wow,
Bird was really washed.
He was 35 years old in 1992.
Could
he played
still
in two
hit a
games.
Jumper. Well, I mean, Michael was still the best player in the world, and he had just surpassed Magic, who was the best player in the world. Like, there was a baton pass during the Olympics, and they were the two best players in the world.
That's fair.
Fair? Hour three.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.